What can you do when your friends get sick of you prying into their problems?
Do what everyone else is doing, of course. Start a podcast.
Introducing If I Speak, a brand new podcast from me, Ash Sarkar.
And me, Moya Lothi McLean, where we pitch each other our big theories about the universe, share the intrusive thoughts keeping us up at night, and best of all, tackle your personal dilemmas.
We'll be asking questions like, does tabloid gossip turn us all into conspiracy theorists?
Should you financially support a parent?
Is Moya turning into a bit of a femcel?
Yes. What's Ash's most toxic trait?
Interrupting. From dating disorders to family feuds, career dilemmas to online etiquette,
the political gets personal on If I Speak.
Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's gossip elevated.
Coming soon from Intelligence Squared, versus the little debates that are always a big deal to someone. I'm your host, Coco Khan, and over the coming weeks, I'll be guiding you through our new podcast that's going to get very nerdy and occasionally a little bit absurdy with debates such as cars versus bicycles.
Can I just say one last thing?
No, you can't.
When have you ever looked in
a...
Wait. When have you ever looked at a bike and been like, oh, that is sick?
Oh, hell yeah. I've seen some sexy bikes.
I mean, compared to a Lamborghini or a, you know, Jaguar E-Type or an Aston Martin or even a Tesla, do you know, I'm just saying.
Board games versus video games.
Video games tell some of the most incredible stories, and I think what really gives them the advantage is that immersive nature. That's me time, baby. That's me time.
The rule draw for board games is they are physical. They are tactile. I have my friends with me here today, Crank here from the Mage Knight saga, and I couldn't let the moment pass without mentioning the panda from the game Takinoko and his bamboo shoes that he can't help but munch away at.
And that epic battle of the high street, McDonald's versus KFC.
My mother fled the Somali civil war and we sought asylum in the Netherlands. And there's a photo of me about maybe 1 or 2 years old. And it's a photo of me and my mother and she's holding me and we are stood outside the Yellow M. And that's the last time I went to McDonald's. And I remember going and getting a Happy Meal and it just being one of the most beautiful experiences of my life. I love that little toy with my whole heart. It was a very transformative experience and I believe is maybe the woman that I am today, getting that first Happy Meal.
Karma, my first connection with KFC, because it's like, it feels like it's something that's always been part of my life.
There's got to be some KFC bits that have come out that you're like, that was a swing and a miss,
I was a bit worried about this coming up, but I knew it was about to, but KFC chips are not it.
That's why you have a low chip ratio. That's why you have a low chip ratio, because you don't like the chips.
It's funny because...
it all makes sense now.
There can only be one winner, with new episodes dropping every week and the winning result decided by you, the listeners. But we're not just getting random with the fandom. Versus is about crunching the facts and learning a few new things each week in tasty, bite-sized chunks from real experts. Like football broadcasters Kate Mason and Harry Simeou, telling us who should come out on top for the North London Derby, Arsenal versus Spurs.
You know, Kate mentioned that a load of great players that have been at Spurs, Harry Kane, Gareth Bale, Luka Modric as well, but they all have one thing in common. They've had to go somewhere else. Harry Kane will probably have to go somewhere else to achieve what he wants to achieve in football.
Oh, the point about Tottenham is that they were the first club in the 20th century to achieve the league and FA Cup double. They've also had, and I know this will be a sore point for Harry, I don't want to bring it up, but far more European success as a club than Arsenal. So you should be watching your football at Tottenham.
Writer and author Will Hodgkinson, rock and pop critic for The Times, will be summing up why nobody can let it be when it comes to the Beatles versus the Rolling Stones.
The police force were not going to go after the Beatles. They were kind of untouchable. In fact, they famously waited for George Harrison to leave before the Redlands bus because he was at Keith Richards' house that day. So I think the Stones were kind of up against more. It made them more resilient. It gave them more to write about. And also, you look at some of the Stones songs and the Beatles were doing, you know, this would have been the time of 8 Days a Week, Love Me Do, you know, fairly straightforward songs. And it wasn't long before the Stones were doing Paint It Black, 19th Nervous Breakdown, and Mother's Little Helper, you know, about housewives taking prescription drugs. You know, all of these subjects, which are kind of often quite complex and difficult. Things expand with the Stones. It's definitely messier. It's probably more unpleasant. Certainly a hell of a lot of drugs and, you know, unpleasant behaviour involved. But they're endlessly fascinating. And I kind of think they have better haircuts.
And yes, engineers Yasmin Abdelmajid and Roma Agrawal will be finally settling the debate about four wheels versus two.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to defend the pollution. I think that's...
That is not the hill you want to die on, my friend.
That is not the hill I'm going to die on. And I think it is, you know, a key detractor in the argument for the car. But like, I don't actually think we need as many cars as we have on the road. I think the obsession with ownership is a completely separate thing. Like being able to have access to a car that'll take you the distances and so on, but in a way that is shared, in a way that reduces the amount of pollution and the amount of emissions, whether it's from batteries or from the internal combustion engine. I think that is the future. You know, a nice little mix.
And also, you know, that feeling of just driving along with your tunes on.
Oh, there's nothing like it. Driving along with a podcast like Versus.
I was just going to say this podcast. Yeah.
Thank you.
Join us for Versus, a new podcast from Intelligence Squared. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.